The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parasha is Parashas Ki Tzeitse. There are many mitzvahs in this Parasha, as there were in the last two. The first mitzvah that the Parsha deals with is Ki Tzeitse L'Melchoma Alayavecha, when you go to war against your enemies, when the Senua Hashem Elekecha B'Yadecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you victorious and give over your enemies into your hands, V'Shaviso Shivyoi, and you will take captives. V'Ro'isa B'Shivyo, this is speaking about Rashi tells us a war which one is allowed to take captives. V'Ro'isa B'Shivyo, and you will see amongst the captives Eishi Shefas To'ar, a very beautiful woman. V'Choshak Tovo, and you will desire her. V'Lokachta L'Cho L'Isho, you may take her for a wife. V'Haveisa Alteich Beisecho, and then the Torah tells us what you should do. You have to bring her to your house and shave off her hair. You let her nails grow long. You remove her beautiful clothing and give her other clothing to wear. And you let her weep for her father and mother for 30 days. And then you can take her. Rashi brings, this is from the Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin, which we are learning, which we had just recently learned, and Daf Chof Alef Amud Beis, says, Lei Dibro Torah Ela Keneged Yetzer Hara. The purpose of this mitzvah, or we should say that the purpose of this lenience that the Torah permitted you to take her, is because of the Torah recognized the power of the Yetzer Hara. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give this dispensation, this permission, then a person will take her anyhow, be Isra, even though she's prohibited. So therefore, rather than that, the Torah permitted her. But it's certainly not a mitzvah min ha-muchar, it's not from the best. The fact is the Torah advises against it and says that nothing too good will come from it, but nevertheless, set your woman under these conditions, the conditions the Gemara goes into at length, is permitted. Now the first thing we have to clarify here is if the Torah viewed that a person won't be able to stand up against the Yetzer Hara, and therefore he'll transgress an Isha, and therefore the Torah refashioned its laws to make it permissible, on that basis we can go and be matar all the Yisurin Shebatorah. We can grant permission to permit everything. Nevela, Treifa, Chilu Shabbos, and so forth. Non-kosher foods, the list is endless. Now there are a number of things which the Torah permitted in various places. For example, the Mara brings in the first parak of Chulin that when we were in the desert we didn't have to shecht. Because all we had to do was cut the animal's throat and we could eat. Bosa Nechira. Or the Mara tells us in Daf Yud Zayin that when we fought against the seven nations to conquer Eretz Yisrael, so we were given Batim Maleim Kol Tov, houses that were full of all good things, and we were permitted to eat everything. We were permitted to eat what was not kosher and to drink their wine. Afilu Kasli L'Chazerim, the Gemara brings, even the best of these, of the pigs, of bacon. But then the Torah didn't permit it because of a problem with the Yetzer Hara. There the Torah saw fit, whatever the reason of the Torah is to permit it. The many things which the Torah forbids, and many things which the Torah permits. Many times it changes from situation to situation. But here explicitly, what Rashi is bringing is the Gemara, what the Gemara tells us. And the Gemara brings and learns it from a posuk here. Le'dibro Torah elekeneged yetzohara, that this woman really should be prohibited. Except the Torah saw that the person is going to have difficulty with his yetzohara, therefore she was permitted. We're asking on that basis, wherever a person is going to have difficulty with his yetzohara, the Torah should permit isurin. I never saw anybody ask this question except the Torah Tamima. But he grapples with it, and he says an answer, but the answer is somewhat dochuk. It's not such a good answer. I've always learned like this. Here is a different situation. We're talking here Shas Milchoma during the war, during the heat of battle. When a person goes to war, he has to become an achzor. He has to become very cruel and ruthless. He's not allowed to have compassion. The fact is, the Torah even warns us in the previous sedras, where you're not allowed to have compassion on the enemy, because he will not have compassion on you. And he has to become a murderer, a shefei dam. And the better the murderer, the better the soldier is. Not only that, he has to be mekalko and be machriv. He has to be totally destructive. The more, there was once a general, I believe it was General Pershing, famous general from the United States Army, very tough general, but very successful. He says, he used to tell his soldiers, "I don't want any heroes that die for their country. I want heroes that make the other fella die for his country." The more successful murderer you are, the more successful soldier you are. So for a person to become like that, he has to, at least at that time, b'shaita, he has to destroy almost every good quality that he has in himself. In fact, as we see by Ira Nidachas, which we learned in Parsha Shefti, where there the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you rachamim, and he will have compassion on you. So the question is asked, what does it mean, he'll give you rachamim, v'yachamcho? I can understand he'll have compassion, but what does it mean, he'll give you rachamim? So I mentioned, I once heard the beer from our late Rabbi Eliezer Chayin of Rocha, but later on I was shown that it's in the Or Chaim HaKodesh, that by Ira Nidachas this requires, of the Chamas Achim, this requires one Jew to take up arms against another Jew. In such a case, he can only do this if he uproots any compassion in himself. He can't do this with compassion. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that even though you'll do it and you'll become ruthless from it, I will give you back the compassion. I will give you back the good quality. So here we're talking, in the heat of battle, where to be a good soldier, you have to uproot all the good qualities from yourself. So actually, you are giving license to the Yetzer Hara to conquer you, to rule you. So the Torah saw that if v'ra'isa b'shivyo, that you will see in the captives eshishifas tor, a very beautiful woman v'chashakta bo, and you will desire her. In such a situation, the Torah saw that it will be almost impossible for you to stand up against you in such a situation. We're not talking in a normal situation at all. We're talking shas milchoma, shas kibum, in the heat of battle. So therefore, rather than have you break the laws of the Torah, in such a situation, the Torah refashioned the law and made it permissible. And that's what Achazal say. Le'dibro Torah elekeneged yetzohara, shim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu matira, yisa'ena bi'isra. The The Torah here, it takes into consideration the Yetzer Hara that in such extraordinary circumstances, it'll be almost impossible for the average person to stand up against, to be successful to escape from the Yetzer Hara. So rather than have him take her be'iser, where she's forbidden, matira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matira. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah permitted it. At any rate, from this, we can extract a principle. And the principle is that the Torah takes into consideration the strengths of the person and goes to extremes, goes, takes effort to make mitzvahs easier for him rather than difficult for him. And in order that he should be successful in the Shmiras HaTorah v'hamitzvahs, in the Kiyum HaTorah v'hamitzvahs, in the fulfilling of the mitzvahs, the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes to extremes to make it easier for the person rather than difficult. Could have said, no, this is the halacha and it's unbending. This is what we see from here. And we should learn from this principle. Now, even though we do not have the authority to be mater isurim, to come and make what is forbidden permissible, because we say it'll be difficult for people. But nevertheless, there are many, many places where this principle can be applied without permitting what is forbidden. And we have many, many such precedents and sources that the Torah advises us to do so, and the Chazal have done so. This evening I would like to quote a number of these sources. There are many. We have to limit ourselves to the time allocated for the shiur, so we won't be able to elaborate too much on each one. Firstly, we'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam brings in Perek Beis of Hilchos Mamrim, Halacha Hei and Vod. In Perek Beis of Hilchos Mamrim, Halacha Hei and Vod. Bez din shenira lehen ligzei gzeira, o lesake in takona, o lehanig minog. The Bez din agodl, the great Sanhedrin, or this refers to any Bez din, but even to the great Sanhedrin. They had authority to make gzeiras, to make decrees, and require, force called Israel to follow the decree. O lesake in takona, or enact certain laws, o lehanig minog, or to fix certain customs. Tzrichin lishashe bedover, uleida tchilo, imreva tzibo yichen lame behem. They have to give great deliberation to these enactments, tchilo, before they do it, to make sure that the majority of the tzibor, of Klal Yisrael, will be able to lame behem, will be able to be comfortable with them. O imen yichen lame, or it'll be too difficult for them. Because if it's an enactment, even though it's very necessary, I mean, the Beis Din HaGadol never will make an enactment or a law unless it's absolutely necessary. But even if it's absolutely necessary, if it's too difficult for the people to uphold, then they have no authority to make such a law. Ula'aylam ein gezer in gzeres ala tzibor, elim kein reva tzibor, Yecholin lamed by, and never do they have the authority to enact a law or a custom or a gzeira, a decree, if the majority of the tzibor cannot live with it comfortably. Hare Shigozru Bezding Zera, Vidimu Sharev Akohol Yachin Lamidba. What would be if the Bezdin made such a decree? And to their deliberation, to their assessment, the majority of Klal Yisrael could deal with it. And after they made the decree, the people were having difficulty with it. And because of that, it never really was well accepted, well entrenched by the people. The decree is bottled. The decree is null and void. And they have no authority to force the people to abide by it. So what is the Rambam telling us? That even though the Beis Din HaGodol has the authority to make decrees, to enact new laws, to fix new customs, where they deem it necessary, nevertheless, it has to be something that the people can comfortably deal with. And they have to give deliberation before they go ahead with their plans. If they see, if they feel that the people cannot deal with it, then they are not allowed to make such laws. If they feel the people can deal with it, and they go ahead and make such laws, but later on they find that it was not well accepted because people had great difficulty with it, then they don't even have to retract it, the Rambam brings. It's null and void by itself. It's not a law. Because kol gzeira she'ein reif Yisrael yuchayin lamay bo, ein a gzeira. This is what the Rambam says. Where's the source? The source is explicit in the Gemara. The source in Masechta Aveda Zorah. And of Lamed Vob. The Gemara says, there have been, through history of Klal Yisrael, there were many, many gzeiros that were made. So the Gemara says, there were some gzeiros that were made by the early sages and some even by the prophets. It brings Piton Shamnam Yenon. Piton is that Israel were not allowed to eat bread that were made by non-Jews, even though you know it's kosher. Shamnon, there was a gzeira of Shemen, that a Jew is not allowed to buy oil from non-Jews that was produced by non-Jews, even though you know it's kosher. Yenon is wine, which was handled by non-Jews. We have a number of such halachas. There was cholov and gvina, with milk and cheese and so forth. So the Gemara says, and these gzeiros, actually, they started with Doniel yet. In the time of Doniel, he started the decrees of Piton, Shamnam, and Yenon. Then later on, it was expanded by the Talmidim of Hillel Ushamai. And later on, it became part of the Yud Ches Dover. It states that there was a time when the house of Shammai and the house of Hillel got together, and they agreed on 18 takonos. So this was called Gzeiros Yud Ches Dover. And these 18 takonos, since the whole house of Israel, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, agreed on it, so it became they became very strong halachos in Israel. So the Gemara comes along and says that later on, in the time of Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, of Rebbe, he was Mater Shamnon, the decree of Shemen, not allowed to buy oil from a non-Jew, he nullified it, he and his Beis Din. And the same, ultimately, with Pas, that Pas Yisrael, which originally was a decree, was nullified, not a decree anymore. So the Gemara says, how was Rabbi Yehuda Anossi allowed to do that? On what basis? Heichi motzi lemishrei takanto. How could he come and be mater, a takona that was started by Doniel and later on by Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel? But nane in Beis Din yochel avatel divrei Beis Din chavera elim kein godle menu b'chochav v'minyan. It is true that one Beis Din can retract what a previous Beis Din said, but that's only if it's a greater Beis Din than the previous one, in wisdom and a number. And this certainly wasn't. They said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that the Zedish Yud Ches Dover, these 18 different items which Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel agreed upon, were so strong that no Beis Din in the world can retract them. Even if Eliyahu comes in his Beis Din, he cannot retract from the Yud Ches Dvorim, from the 18 which was decreed by Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel. So how did the Yud Hanasi come and retract it? Omer Rav Shashoi, Matam, Oil LePoshad Yisur B'Reiv Yisrael, Sheman LePoshad Yisur B'Reiv Yisrael. He says the whole reason why you cannot retract a Gzeira is because it was accepted by Klal Yisrael. But the Gzeira, the decree of Shemen, was never well accepted by Klal Yisrael. It never became entrenched. And the Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Omer B'Yechanan, Yoshvu Rabbi Seinu Botkal Shemen, Shalei Poshad Yisur B'Reiv Yisrael, V'samchu Rabbi Seinu Adivere B'Shem Gamleel, V'adivere B'Lezer B'Tzodek, Shoye Emrim Ein Gezing Zera Al Tziba, Elim Kene Reiv Tziba Yochen Lamed Bo. They went and they inspected and they found that the people were not keeping it because it was too difficult for them. And in such a case, you cannot make such a decree to begin with. And if you did, the decree is not a decree. So you're right, you cannot retract such a decree that was made by Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel. But this was never a decree to begin with. This is the source for the Rambam. So here we see that even when the Beis Din HaGadol found it necessary to enact something, they had to look for ways in which they would enact laws that would be easy for Klal Yisrael. Easy for Klal Yisrael to keep these mitzvahs. Not difficult. If it's too difficult, then it's not an enactment. We suddenly find another source. The Gemara, a similar source to that, the Gemara in the Sugi of Chanukah. Perik Bama Marlik in Dav Chof Aleph Seif Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing about the height of a menorah. And the Gemara is saying that the Gemara wants to say that we should make a takon, an enactment, where you have to make your menorah very high. The Gemara is discussing that. So Gemara answers like this. Now, we want to be machmer on the person where he has to make it high. Now, imitrecha le tuva, osi limnui me mitzvah. We cannot be machmer on the individuals too much. Because if we make the mitzvah too difficult, they won't do the mitzvah at all. And we have to make a mitzvah in a manner of which it will be sustainable, in which the people can fulfill it. We have to look for ways that people will keep mitzvahs, not make mitzvahs in such a way where they won't keep the mitzvah. So the Gemara answered, Imitrech leituva, osi limnui mi mitzvah. If you're going to be too difficult on him in the takon of the menorah of the Hanukkah, he won't keep it at all. Therefore, they abstain from the takona. We have another source. The Gemara in Baba Kama. In Perek HaGezel Eitzim, Dav Tzarek Dalet Omed Beis. The Gemara says that Chazal made special takonas, which they refer to as takonas hashovim. Lohokel al hashovim, to make it easy for the arvayonim to do tshuva. If a person does an aveira and now he wants to do tshuva, it's not only a mitzvah on him to do tshuva, but it's a mitzvah on us to bend the laws in order to make it easier for him to do tshuva. Now, bend the laws, they actually really bent the laws here. And the Gemara called that takonas hashovim. A takona for the balei tshuva lohokel al hashovim, to make it easier for them to do tshuva. We could say, no, you did an aveira, you want to do tshuva, you got to do the proper tshuva. You don't want to do it, don't do it. They didn't say that. They said, we have to bend laws in order to make it easier for them to do tshuva. What is the case? See, Mordechai says as follows. If somebody steals, three halachas. If somebody steals a piece of timber from someone else, and the timber is still here, right? The halacha is he has to return it. And this is the halacha. So this is the halacha, and that with that halacha they didn't find it necessary to deal with. That's one case. The second case, somebody steals a piece of timber from the person, and he used it to build with. Now, according to the halacha, I can come and demand my piece of timber back. So he's going to have to tear down his building and give me my timber. This is the halacha. The Chachomim said that's making it very difficult for a person to want to do tshuva. One day he feels he should give back the guy the timber that he stole from him. He says, I'm going to have to tear down my building that I built and give back timber if he demands it. So I won't give it back. So they said, Takonas Ashovim, Lohokal Al Ashovim. They changed the halacha. And they said, the halacha is, he doesn't have to give back the timber. He can pay you money instead. He can come and say, listen, I stole timber from you worth 1,000 rand. I know you want the timber, but here's the 1,000 rand instead. And even though the halacha is that you could take him to court and demand him to tear down his building and give you the timber, the Chachomim changed the halacha. And they said, no. He says, money he pays. Lohokel al ashovim, because it's a mitzvah to make Torah easier for people, not more difficult. Perhaps they learned this from Yifas Torah. Then there's a third halacha. What happens if he steals something and it's not here anymore? He consumed it. Let's say he stole wood and he used it for firewood. Or he stole food and he ate it. So now the halacha is, the basic halacha, he has to pay for it. Say, he can't return the item, it's not here, but he has to pay. So the deen is like this. If you have to go after him, then you can go take him to court and demand the money. He stole 1,000 rand worth of timber and he burnt it. You demand 1,000 rand. But if you don't have to go after him, and he comes back on his own, and he says, look, I stole this from you, and I'm sorry, and I want to make reprimands. I don't have it anymore, but here's 1,000 rand. The Chachomim said, you're not allowed to accept the money. Not allowed to accept the money. Even though the Torah said it's yours, not allowed to accept it. Lohokel al ashovim, to make it easier for the person to do tshuva, because we are here to see that Torah and mitzvahs are easy, is easier for people, not more difficult. The Rambam brings this halacha. In Hilchis Nezikin, the Rambam brings this halacha in Hilchis Gzeila Vaveda. He says, brings it like this. This is Rambam Shita. It says, Kol ha-gezel es chaveirei. No, ve'afal pikein. Whoever steals from his friend, afilu shove pruta, that's a very, very bad aveira. Afal pikein, but nevertheless, him lo ha-yisa ha-gzele kayemes. If the gzele is not there anymore. Ve'rotza ha-gazen lasei shuva. The gazen wants to do tshuva. Ubo me'elo, when he comes on his own. V'hikse de me'akzela. He says, I stole from you. And what I stole, I don't have anymore. But it was worth 1,000 rand. Here's 1,000 rand. Takonis chachomim hi. Da chachomim ur mesakin. Da chachomim enacted she'ein mekablin mimenu. You're not allowed to take the money from him. Ela ezrin eso. You must help him. Umeichlin lei. And you forgive him. In order to bring the right way to those who want to do tshuva. And whoever will take the money from him, the Chachomim do not have pleasure from that individual. So here we see, again, that we, and this is a case of actually changing the halacha, that the Chachomim went and they changed the halacha in certain situations in order to make Torah and mitzvahs easier for a person. It wasn't only just to make it easier, but with a strategy of the strategy of making things easier so he'll come and he'll do tshuva. Another example. Mora brings a similar principle. It's not the same principle, but it's of somewhat of the same vein when it comes to gating. Mora brings in Yevamos. In Perek HaChelet, Daf Mem Zayin, Omer Aleph and Omer Beis. Tone Rabbonim. The Rabbonim taught, Ger Shebol Yisgayer, Bizman Hazeh. A Ger, a potential convert, that wants to come and convert in our times. So firstly, we have to ask him, what are his motives? Why are you coming? Why do you want to become a Jew? Don't you know that the plight of Jews in this world is not the best? All the nations pursue them, and they afflict them with pogroms and with holocausts and everything else. Ima imer, see if the ger says, Yedean iveni kedai, I know all of this, but still I want to be a Jew because it's such a great schus to be a Jew and so forth and so on. I want to come under the wings of the Shechina. So Makabi may say, Biyat. So then we accept him. So the first thing is we have to find out what his motives are. But if they're good motives, then we accept them. Now we have to tell them about the mitzvahs. Medina say mixas mitzvahs kales, or mitzvahs mixas mitzvahs chamures. We tell him a cross-section of, we can't tell him all the mitzvahs, cross-section of some of the mitzvahs. So we choose a few of them difficult mitzvahs, so you should know that there are difficult mitzvahs in the Torah. And then some of the lighter mitzvahs in the Torah, and so forth. And then we tell him also, the Gemara says, that you should know that if you don't become Jewish, you eat chalev and you eat nevela and you eat non-kosher, and you don't keep Shabbos, nothing happens to you. You're still a righteous non-Jew. But if you do become Jewish and you do that, you get punished. All right. And then you tell him a number of things like that. Then it states, Ve'in marbin alov, ve'in medaktin alov. But you must be careful not to tell him too much and not to be too strict with him. So the Gemara later on comes and it says, what does it mean, in marbin alov, ve'in medaktin alov? So the Gemara says, Omer Reb Lezer Maikro, when Naomi was returning from Stei Moav to Beis Lechem, and she was returning with Ruth, and she told Ruth, you go back to your home, I'm going to go to Beis Lechem. And Ruth says, no, I want to go with you. And Naomi said, you're from a different nation. You have a different God. Why do you want to come with me? She says, I want to become part of your nation. So Naomi told her, from the answers that we see that Ruth gave, we understand what Naomi told her. Naomi said, Oselon Tchum Shabbos, On Shabbos, we're not allowed to go more than a certain distance away from where we live. She answered, "Basher teilchi eilech. Wherever you go, I'll go." Also on Yichud, she said, "You were not allowed to be in privacy, a male and female that we're not married to." Basher toline olim. Wherever you sleep, I will sleep. Mafkidinon sheish meyash v'yud gimel mitzvahs. We are commanded on 613 mitzvahs. Amei chami, your nation is my nation, she said. Also lan avedis kechovim, we're not allowed to serve other gods. Elakech elakoi, she said, your God is my God. Arba mises nimsel lebezdin. The bezdin has a right, the great court has a right to give out four different types of capital punishments, death penalties. Basher tumusi, almost. The way your people die, I will die. Beis kforim nimsel lebezdin. The bezdin has different places to bury people. They do not bury tzaddikim with rishoim or rishoim gemurim with other rishoim. There's different classes. Vishome kover. She says, wherever you be buried, I'll be buried. Miyad, then it states, Matera ki misametzes hi, loleches ito, vatechta ledaber elecho. Naomi saw that she was determined to come with her, so therefore she ceased speaking to her anymore. She said, enough, gemanu. So if you hear the Gemara says, ein marbin olov, ein medaktin olov. You tell them what you have to tell them, and after that you keep quiet. Vatechtal, you cease talking. In order not to push them too much away. Because when a ger or a geyores, if they have decided they want to be megayer, then it's a mitzvah on them to be megayer. Fact is, the Gemara brings, it's a strange Gemara, but the Gemara brings, there's not a mitzvah on a non-Jew to become a Jew. But if a non-Jew wants to become a Jew, not only is it a mitzvah on him to become a Jew, but if he doesn't, he's punished. That's what the Gemara brings. The Rambam brings on this, Hilchos Yisurei Biya Perek Yud Dalet, Seif Halacha Beis. He brings the Gemara. He says, Medina se ikre adas. You tell them about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that we're not allowed to serve Avodah Zarah. And you elaborate on that. Then you tell them some of the lighter mitzvahs, easier mitzvahs, and some of the more difficult mitzvahs. And you tell them the mitzvah of Leket Shichor Peyer Maisa Sheni, what you have to leave for the Anim. You tell them some of the punishments of the mitzvahs. Then the Rambam brings, Ein marbin olav, ein medaktin olav. But enough is enough. You don't say too much, and you're not too strict with them. Shema yigraim letardoi, la'ateise miderech tov leterech ro. Because if you say too much, and you're too strict with them, you can cause them to go astray from the good path that they are on now, to a bad path. Because when you bring someone close to Torah, you have to bring him close with soft words, with easy words. First you bring someone close, it's like you come to a child, and the child's afraid of you. So you have to talk softly to him. We have to offer him something until he becomes close and friendly. Then, later on, strong bonds of love develop. When the strong bonds of love develop, then you can say more. So what are we saying? This is the same thing with Gerim. We're saying that if a ger doesn't want, if a goy doesn't want to be megayer, no, shalom loch. That's his prerogative. Good. But if he wants to be megayer, and we see he's determined, and he has good intentions, then you have to make it easy for him, soft for him. If not, that's what the Gemara says, ein marmin alehen ve medaktikin alehen. And that's why vatechta ledaber, and Omri immediately stop talking. And if not, the Rambam says, then you could force the person from the derech tova le derech ra, from the good derech to the bad derech. No, well, why don't we say like this? Let's tell the story the way it is. Someone wants to be a Jew. You sit down with him and you tell him all 613 mitzvahs. And you tell him you keep them good, you don't keep them, you get your head chopped off. Tell it the way it is. No. That we learn from Ruth, not like that. Because you have to make Torah easy for a person. The mitzvah is easy. He says, "Ein marbin ve medaktikin," because otherwise you'll cause him to leave and go out to the derech ra, to the evil way. When you come to bring someone into something, you have to bring them in a soft manner, in a pleasant and kindly manner. Once he has developed a bonds with it, that's a different story. So we see here also that you have to go with a plan, and the plan is how to make it easier for him, not how to make it more difficult for him. Like the Torah had by Yefas Torah, how can we make it easier for this soldier to be Mekayim mitzvahs than not to be Mekayim not the mitzvahs, but to do Averus? We find another source by Hillel HaZaken. This is also with Gerim. The Gemara brings in Masechta Shabbos, in Perek Bam and Madlikim, Daf Lamed Aleph. There were three people that came that wanted to be Megayer. First they went to Shammai, and then they went to Hillel. Ma'ase ben ochri echad shebal lifnei Shammai. Omalei kamet heris yesh lachem. He said, how many Torahs do you have? Shammai said, we have two. Torah shebiksav, Torah shebapeh, the written Torah and the oral Torah. So he said, I believe in the Torah shebiksav. I believe that the written law was given to Moshe and Har Sinai. But shebapeh ini mamincha. I do not believe in the Torah Shebal Peh. Gaireini amanashet lamdeinu Torah Shebiksav. Convert me on the condition that I'll just keep the written law. Now, this is an invalid convert, because the Gemara says that if a convert comes and he says, I want to be Mekabel Torah, and I'll be Mekabel all the mitzvahs except one, you can't accept it. It has to be Mekabel Kolat Hedekula, because it has to be Deima LeSinai. The conversion has to be like at Sinai. If Klal was Yisrael would have told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll be Mekabel. He says, you want my Torah? If they would have said, we will accept your Torah, but on this and this condition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have gone someplace else. You accept the entire Torah. So this is an invalid convert. So Shammai did what he should do. Gorba, Veitzi Ben Zifa. He threw him out. Bolif Nehilo came to Hilo. He says, Gaira. He says, convert me. And he told him the same story. So he says, all right. He says, come tomorrow, we'll start learning. Yumakama Omele Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. First day he taught him Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Lemochar, the next day when he came to learn, he changed the orders of the letters. He pointed to the Aleph and said there was a Dalet. He pointed to the Beis and said there was a Gimel. So the ger said, but that's not how you taught me yesterday. He says, Omalei lav olai didi kosamachta. He says, how do you know? How do you know? I'm telling you, pointing to the gimel, he says, this is a dalet. How do you know it's not a dalet? Because I told you yesterday. Oh, so you believe what I tell you. So believe when I tell you that the Torah Shebaal Peh also was given Misinai. And slowly, he made a good gear out of him. Shuv Ma'aseh B'Nochriach. There was another case. He came to Shammai and he said, "Bimagaya me, al menash shetalamdeini kol ha'teira kula kashani yomer al regalachas. Bimagaya me, on the condition that you teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on one foot." Doch baba amas abinin shebiyodai. Shammai used to carry a measuring rod with him because he was a building contractor. He was a builder. So he took the measuring rod and he threatened him with it till he ran out. Baal ifnei Hillel. He came to Hillel and told him the same story. So Hillel said, "Okay. Daloch sani lechavreich leisavid." He says, "What is hateful to you, do not do to your fellow man." Zuhi kol ha'Torah kula. This is the entire Torah. Idoch peirushuhu. The rest is his commentary. Zil gemora. Now go and learn the rest. Shuv ma'aseh b'nochriach. There was another case. Shehaya eiver achuri beis medrash. A non-Jew was walking behind the beis medrash. Shama kol sefer. And he heard a sefer that said, ve'elab godim asher yasu cheshem ve'efod. They were learning about the big day kohuna, the garments of the Kohen Gadol. Omar halola lemi omru lei lemi omru lei lekohen Gadol. He said, those beautiful and glorious garments, who are they for? He said, for the Kohen Gadol. Omar eisen nochri ba'atzma eilech v'zgaya bishvil she yosimuni Kohen Gadol. So he said to himself, I want to become Jewish and I want to become a Kohen Gadol. So he came to Shammai and he said, make me into a ger on the condition that I'll become a Kohen Gadol. Now, a ger can't be even a Kohen, certainly a Kohen Gadol. You have to be born into the family of Aaron, into Shevet Levi, to be a Kohen. And even then, there's no guarantee you'll be the Kohen Gadol. So doch v'bama sabinyin shebiyodai, he took his measuring rod and he chased him out. Baal ifnei Hillel, came to Hillel. So Gayer, Hillel accepted him. But then he said, klum amidin melech elamishi yadeh taksiche malchus, leich lamo taksiche malchus. He said, but if you want to be a Kohen Gadol, it's like a king. You have to learn about what the responsibilities are of the king. What is the king and so forth. He says, you must go learn. So he went to learn. He came to the posuk, v'hazor ha'korev yumos. That someone who is not from the Shevet Kohuna cannot even come close to the Beis HaMikdash, otherwise he'll be put to death. Omalei mikrazel minemar. So he asked, who is this posuk referring to? Even on David HaMelech, he cannot go to the Kodesh. He cannot go to after a certain place in the Beis HaMikdash, because he's not a Kohen. So this ger made a kal v'chemer. He says, "Ma Yisrael shenikru bonim lamokom, umiteich avo she'avom."
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226 Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.